Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning to you on this nice-looking Thursday morning. I'm Bob Plott. We're back live and local in the studio with you this morning. Oh, a nice morning. 39 degrees outside. It feels so good to step out into that weather this morning. Going to be sunny today. Another nice day. And what a great day yesterday. My goodness gracious. Beautiful day yesterday all around New Mexico. Well, at least the southern part of the state. Well, it's time now for our conversation this morning with Eric Chavez. He's the PNM corporate communications person, and this morning we're going to be talking about PNM's contribution of, get this, $1 million. Why? We're going to find out why as I say good morning to Eric Chavez. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I appreciate you having me on, as always. Really, really appreciate it.
You betcha. Not a problem at all, sir. Talking about the weather, this is kind of PNM's weather, whether it's wintertime, summertime, fall, or spring, we are set to go. Well, let's talk a little bit about PNM's investment of $1 million to support New Mexico high school students. You know, there's always a lot of discussion, a lot of meetings to go to. As a matter of fact, meeting I was at just Tuesday said, how do we keep our high school graduates and college graduates in our state? And this $1 million investment by PNM to support our New Mexico high school students is doing just that. Tell us more, Eric, how this works.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, obviously the $1 million is kind of the pretty bow on all of this, right? And we're fully committed. We've already invested that money for this program. But the main reason I wanted to come on and talk today was to explain exactly why we're doing this. And you already hit it right on the head. So you're making my job really easy this morning, Bob, honestly. It really is just to keep the next generation, our young New Mexicans here in the state. Obviously, we don't want to discourage anybody from traveling and exploring what is beyond our state. But we do realize and we have a great pride in being from New Mexico, being a local company. And we want to make sure that our high school students throughout the entire state have the opportunity to stay here while making a good living, right? And so that's exactly what PNM is trying to do. And again, it's not just PNM, right? You know, we're working with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, IBEW, or Local 611, to make this electric trades program here in New Mexico specifically for high school students. You know, we want to give them the opportunity to show them, hey, there's a lot of great, reliable, good-paying jobs in the electric industry, right? Anywhere from a lineman to, you know, somebody working on the transformers on the back end of our grid. There's a ton of great opportunities, and I think this trade program is really going to open a lot of eyes to the great jobs and opportunities that are in this trade, because, you know, it may not be something that everybody thinks about. And so we want to just really open everybody's eyes, really give everybody an opportunity to understand what those opportunities are and to take advantage of them.
You know, watching the Republican debate last night, one of the candidates happened to be the one from Florida. There were only four on the stage. One from Florida was talking about the degreed graduate as opposed to the non-degreed graduate. And he said, we have to get ourselves out of I'm not quoting him now, but out of a thinking pattern of you must have a degree to be successful in America today. And that, like you just mentioned, is not the case, because I've got a grandson, Kaysen Plott. He went to the alignment school up there in Albuquerque. I think that was 4 or 5 or 6 months or whatever. And he's now a lineman over in Lovington. He wants to hopefully come back towards Alamogordo and work for the co-op down the road. But he has this expert training as a lineman, and he was here for the Thanksgiving holiday. And he just loves his job as he's working his way up that lineman pole. Should I say it that way? That's a great way for a youngster that doesn't want to go to college but wants a future for himself and his family that's going to give them a healthy paycheck down the road and provide a quality way of life that they're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's great news. The more linemen that we have, A, here in New Mexico, but just overall in general, is going to help us, right? And I think, we really understand that. And it's another part of why we're doing this. The grid is changing as everything is today. It seems like everything is in constant change. And so we realize that as we get further down the road, we are going to need more linemen specifically to make sure that we have the hands on deck to keep our infrastructure up and keep the lights on, right? And so being able to when that time comes, not have to go out of the state and say, hey, we should probably invest in some contractor linemen or what have you, we can already say, oh, look at this. We've already been, kind of training our younger generation to be prepared and have these jobs lined up. And so I think it's a great opportunity. And like you said, that it can be a healthy paycheck. The average starting paycheck for a lineman nowadays is about $100,000. And so that's nothing to bat an eye at, right? That is, that's a good living, and we want people to take advantage of that. So this is just kind of another step forward in that direction for PNM. And again, trying to keep those jobs local and trying to keep our next generation here in the state.
Yeah, and even you take a look at that $100,000 annual income and everything else, and that's a starting position about that, I believe. And I'm not saying anything against the four-year institution or whatever, but I do know a lot of college graduates that have their master's degree. They have their bachelor's degree, and they've gotten their master's degree, and they're entering the workforce right now, but they're not even close to that level of income annually.
Yeah, it takes a long time. It definitely takes a long time, and there's a lot of different, careers that don't have the opportunities that some of the careers in the trade, electric trade industry might have. And so I think it's all about education, really. Trying to get people to understand, hey, this is something that you can do. This is something that almost anybody could do, right? And don't get me wrong, being a lineman is no small feat. Those guys are very different. I personally would never be able to be a lineman, let me tell you that. They work in some crazy conditions.
And those conditions are coming, here at wintertime.
Exactly. If you don't like being cold and working out in the cold, maybe being a lineman isn't for you, but that's not to say that you shouldn't look into this electric trade programs, because there are definitely a lot of different, careers and trades that don't involve being a lineman specifically.
Right.
But that still help, the grid in general. And so I think that's something that a lot of people can look forward to, and just having a job that goes beyond or is bigger than the person itself is something, it's a little bit hard to explain. I know, again, I don't necessarily work on the grid specifically, but working for the utility industry is very interesting, seeing how it's changing and how we can impact, the grid, our state, the people in our state. And so it's very, very rewarding. I will say that from experience.
Yeah, I think when we talk about, Eric, a lineman, we're mainly thinking about the male gender and everything else. Somebody, my grandson is 6'1 or 6'2, I think, pretty muscular guy, and this is ideal for him. And he really does love it. He loves what he's done. And by the way, that new career has had a dramatic impact on his perspective for life. His life to be able to provide for his family and things like that. So this career has made a big change for him. And yet when we think of a lineman, we think of men, mainly young men probably and everything. But what about on the other side for the ladies? What kind of opportunities are there with this program from PNM?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I don't want to glaze past the line man, you know, thing that we're talking about here.
Right.
I think that there's definitely opportunity for women to be linemen as well. You know, I believe we were talking about this the other day, just in the office, right? I believe there's a couple of line women in other utilities, maybe out in Texas, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but, you know, I'd have to look into that. So it's definitely not unheard of. But I do know that it isn't for everybody, obviously. And so there are different opportunities for those who don't want to be a lineman, whether you're male or female, in the electric industry, right? Like I said, being a tradesperson, just being able to work on electrical equipment is always needed, right? And, you know, I will say that sometimes those linemen, they need to be, you know, managed and organized. And so that's also another opportunity, you know, a managerial position or anything like that. I know back at P&M, a lot of the great managers are women, and they really do keep those guys in check for sure, and have a great working relationship with everybody and really fit right in. So definitely, again, male, female, what have you. Definitely opportunities for you to come in and learn something and have a promising career.
You bet. Now, we're talking about a $1 million funding here by P&M. So for a parent or grandparent that might be listening this morning, or a young person that's listening, maybe they have a career already, but they've been thinking about, gosh, I'm just struggling where I am today. I'm not seeing the increases I think that I would like to get for my family's future. What can they do to get more information on this program if they're a high school student, or maybe somebody out of high school that's looking for a chance?
Right. No, great question. And like I said, we're working. It's not just P&M. We're working with IBEW, C&M, all the local high schoolers throughout our service area. So this is a big, you know, group effort. And while P&M is kind of spearheading it, we don't want to, you know, leave out anybody, right? We want to make sure that everybody gets their recognition because it is a group effort. And so working with IBEW, working with the high schools that they attend is a good start. But for more information on this, you can go to pnm.com/trade. We're trying to keep those URLs simple and short for everybody because sometimes we miss the mark on that, I'll be honest. But pnm.com/trade. And we're looking to kick this program off right, you know, I say next year, but it is coming, right? So fall of 2024 is going to be kind of the real kickoff on this, but we wanted to get the word out now so that people can be excited and have something to look forward to. And trust me, this is not going to be the last time that I'll be talking to you about this. Like I said, as we get closer to that kickoff date, we'll be talking about it. But for now, like I said, pnm.com/trade for more information. And we're definitely going to be pushing out more information as we get closer as well.
And when you talk about, Eric, IBEW, you're talking about the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Very good. Now, other information that I've received and read about from you is over the last 5 years, P&M shareholders, along with the P&M Resources Foundation, has provided a lot of money, millions of dollars. Tell us more.
Yeah, over $20 million. You know, we really are trying to focus that money to support the communities that we serve, right? We've been talking about this so much internally that, you know, we are really proud to be a local New Mexican company. And to have local New Mexicans working for us each and every day. It's something that, you know, just New Mexicans in general seem to take a lot of pride in being from the state. I know I do personally. And it's really, I don't know how to explain it. It's just great to see our employees, our company, and, you know, even our shareholders. I know people don't like that word, but those shareholders that we have really do so much for our community that maybe not a lot of people see or understand. And so I think it is important to highlight that, like I said, $20 million over the last 5 years, that is, again, no small feat, nothing to bat an eye at. And so while it is a little bit of a pat on the back, I just want everybody that's listening to understand that we are in the community and that we support our local customers and our local businesses, down to the core, because that is really, that's really the only reason we're in business, right? We have our customers.
Right.
They use electricity and they keep us running. And so I'm sure that it's hard pressed for me to think that everybody doesn't know somebody that works at PNM, right? And I think that's really important, because it shows just how deep in the community we are, and how much we do care for our local community, because, I mean, at the end of the day, that's who keeps our lights on, right? That's
yes,
who keeps
does.
Our lights on, and we can't survive without them, and all of our customers, all of our employees, we really, really appreciate them. And so we're just trying to do what we can to help out as well.
Yeah. Eric, give us that address again, once again, for the PNM's High School Trade Program.
Absolutely. PNM.com/trade. Again, just trying to keep that URL simple so hopefully everybody can find it.
Very good. Eric, do you have any final comments on this nice morning?
No, I think, you know, again, just getting people excited, getting people thinking about, you know, maybe something that they haven't thought about in the electric trade, being able to have a career going down that route. And like you said, you know, maybe something that you don't have to go to school for 4 years for. I think a lot of people would find that very interesting, and it might be for them. So we're excited about this, and just thank you for having me on to be able to talk about it.
You bet. And one more question, Eric. I was just thinking about this. Does PNM have a program where they train, like, linemen and things like that? I guess you probably do.
Yeah, we definitely have in the past. And like I said, I think that this electric trade program is kind of going to be almost a filler for that, because we
gotcha.
Want to continue to educate people so that they can continue to have that opportunity, right? And so as we continue to grow this program and as we continue to make it better, we're definitely going to be continuing to talk about it.
Very good. Want you to know something? We've got brand new LED lights going up this morning on our parking lot here at the building, and we're very excited for that. Kind of an upgrade for us after the building was constructed back in 1997. We're changing the outside lights, and things are going to look bright tonight for sure for us.
Very nice. Very nice. That's a great news. Great news. I hope you guys enjoy them. Those things are great. Sometimes they're a little too bright for me, especially in my bathroom when I wake up first thing in the morning. But they shine, they stay lit, and they laugh. So
I
hope those work out for you.
Yeah, in the early days, now I got to tell you what I would do. You could say, Bob, that's crazy. Why would you do that? I used to put a ladder up on these 16-foot light poles, put a ladder up, stretch it up through the top, and go and drop that cover off and clean the lenses out, the lights out, and put the new bulbs in. But I quit doing that. When did I quit doing that? Well, I kept doing that one time when that ladder kind of moved around too much for me, and I said, that's it. I'm going to get a bucket truck here, and somebody else is going to do it.
I think that is the way to go. I highly recommend you don't do that anymore.
That's exactly right. I quit that after that one time. I'm going, this job is not for me. They've got professionals with bucket trucks. I'm getting a hold of them, and they're going to do it. Well, Eric, anything coming up between now and the holidays, please let us know about. But other than that, we want to wish you and our friends at PNM a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And drive safely. Have a good time with family and friends. And we'll be doing this again with you in the near future. All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you again. I appreciate it. And happy holidays to you and everybody listening. So, again, thank you, and have a good rest of your week, okay?
Okay, Eric. Will do. Thanks very much.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.